This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We encourage you, especially our brothers, to come out for Salat al-Fajr and Salat al-Isha and participate in the Dua Qunut in the prayers. And inshallah, today we will be doing the Dua Qunut in Salat al-Jum'ah. It will be in the second rak'ah after the imam rises from the ruku's position. So inshallah, please make dua sincerely for this catastrophe to end and for Allah's mercy to be on the Ummah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سار على نهجه ومن استنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فاتقوا الله أيها الأحباب فقد أمرنا سبحانه وتعالى في تنزيله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون ثم أما بعد Brothers and sisters, let us begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla on this blessed day and hour of Yawm al-Jum'ah that He shower us with forgiveness and mercy. We further ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give strength and patience to our brothers and sisters, especially in Palestine but across the world. May Allah Azza wa Jalla give them strength. May Allah Azza wa Jalla give them victory. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease the pain and suffering. Allahumma ameen. Ayyuha al-ahbab, I have to be honest with you. I don't have a khutbah prepared. This is one of the moments where what you hear until the end of today's khutbah is literally from one heart to another. I want to first start off by reminding me and all of you that I understand that the eyes well up with tears. I understand that the hearts are filled with emotion and pain. But we have to remember to say Alhamdulillah. We have to remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a plan and that He is Al-Aziz Al-Hakim. He is the all-powerful and the all-wise. We have to remember nothing happens except by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't matter how we plan. It doesn't matter what status we carry, how much access we have to wealth and resources. It doesn't matter. At the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows what He wishes, what He allows. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will prohibit what He desires to prohibit. Everything is in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's control. We ask Allah azza wa jal for knowledge and sincerity. Allahumma ameen. One of the things that I think about, and I'm sure all of us we do, practically every single day. Why is this happening? How am I supposed to feel? And what do I do? Three questions. And if you haven't been thinking about this from this day forward, start thinking about this. Why is this happening? To be quite honest with you, saying that I don't know and Allah knows best is a very valid response. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. However, the religion and the sharia gives us some things to think about. Why tragedies like this happen? It could be a test. Not just for our brothers and sisters. You've got to remember that the test could also be for me and you. How? Allah gave us security, gave us peace, to the extent where we can more or less live freely. We can practice our religion. We can come to a masjid. We can do the things that we want to do on a daily basis to live like a normal human being. But then there are people across the world that don't have that privilege. Why did Allah give that to me and you and take it away from some? Some of the ulama say that the test for us is, how are you going to respond? That Allah gave you wealth and others He didn't. What are you going to do with that wealth? Allah gave you peace and security and not others. How grateful will you live day after day in gratitude to Allah? Is all of your days filled with Alhamdulillah? And if it is, then it leads us to the next question. How do I feel? If you are in pain, if you are saddened and you're grieving, and those videos and pictures, they're really difficult to look at. I understand. They're difficult for me too. Imams don't have like this ability or courage in them that they can look at tragedy and still muster up the strength and faith to speak to an audience. We feel the same things you do when we watch those images. So if you do have those feelings within, it's okay, have them. But what do you do? Do you continue feeling this grief? You take that grief and you take that pain and you translate it into something meaningful, to something with purpose, to something that helps you and especially those who need it the most. So if you hear the announcements, we are collecting donations for those suffering, whether it be in Palestine or anywhere else. One way to help your emotions and keep them calm, keep them under control, is you give and you do something, you act. If there's a protest and you have the time, and even if you don't, you make the time, all of those moments start to bring a little bit of gratitude, peace, and it brings, alhamdulillah, it brings it out. The third question, what do you do moving forward? You were probably constantly reminded every day, make dua, make dua, make dua. Yes, we make dua. And that should never stop. We always pray and make dua. Let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease the suffering of our brothers and sisters, aynama kan, wherever they may be. But in this day and age, especially in Palestine, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease their pain and ease their suffering and give them victory. Allahumma ameen. But what do you do moving forward? So as you heard in the prayer today, after this khutbah, we will have a short qunut. We will do what the Prophet ﷺ would do. Whenever there was war, tragedy, and battles happening, he ﷺ, before asking the companions for anything, before putting together a plan of how to respond, the first and foremost thing he would do, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rabb, Ya Rabb, Ya Rabb. Every battle, during the night, the companions are resting, the battle is in pause. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is praying throughout the night. The ulama, they say, this is the wisdom that all those involved, if you're not seeing it, you will see it. That despite our brothers and sisters are suffering, there is actually something encouraging and positive. You know what that is? You've probably seen videos and images of, regardless that every building and shop and store and road and sidewalk is shattered to pieces, they still say, Alhamdulillah. They still thank Allah. they still speak with trust and hope with Allah. Their faith isn't shackled. It hasn't weakened. If anything, for most, in the midst of all of that pain, they say, Alhamdulillah, Allah knows best. When you look at those images, those are the moments that should encourage us and empower us. The last thing that I will say to you is this. These days I get, and I'm sure you do as well, people ask, what's going to happen to these poor, innocent men, women, and children? Do their lives just pass away and that's the end? No, my brothers and sisters, listen to this. Allah tells us, close towards the end of Surah Ali Imran, gives us a little bit of insight, what happens when somebody dies in the path of Allah. Doesn't matter their age, what happens to them when they pass away in the path of Allah. Listen to the verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ فَرِحِينَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَيَسْتَبْشِرُونَ بِالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ أَلَّا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Just listen to the verse. Allah tells all of us, don't you dare think, don't allow yourself to even think that those who were killed in the path of Allah, that they're actually dead. There's a similar verse in Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah told us in that surah, وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٍ. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah tells us, don't even say it. Don't even verbalize the idea that those who are killed in the path of Allah are dead. So you have two things here. You have in one surah, Allah says, don't even say the words. Then you have another surah that says, don't even think it. Which one is more difficult? Sometimes, or many times, we can control what we say. But it's really difficult to control what you feel. The heart will always feel the pain and grief, but you can control how you express that. Now here's the point. Surah Al-Baqarah is pre-battle. Before these battles take place, the companions are prepped. So Allah is already preparing them. Some of you will die. But when that happens, you're not really dead. So that's pre-battle. Surah Ali Imran is post-battle, which is a tougher scenario to deal with. Now all is said and done. Then Allah says, don't even think that these people have passed away. You're looking at the tragedy. You're looking at those videos. Now you've got to tell your heart and your mind, somehow they are still alive with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously not in the physical sense, but in the spiritual sense. Then Allah tells us more. بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. Rather, they are alive close to their Lord. And Allah is constantly providing for them. Why am I sharing this with you? I hope that inshallah, all of us, when you hear this verse, at least somewhere in you can breathe. And you can just say, Alhamdulillah, okay. But then the martyrs and their families and their relatives and their friends and their communities, we are still alive. The families of those who died are still alive. Somewhere they are there. There's still that connection. What happens to them? It was said, brothers and sisters, that when the martyr dies, his soul is extracted and it is placed in a beautiful green bird. And this bird is allowed to roam and fly in Jannah. The ulama split. Some say this is happening right now as we speak. The souls of those who died in the path of Allah at this very moment are in Jannah in this bird, and they're roaming around, eating and drinking of the pleasures of Jannah. The second opinion says that this will happen on the Day of Judgment onwards, in the Akhirah. But here's the point. In a long hadith in the Sunan of Abi Dawud, it is narrated that it was said, these souls asked Allah, "O Allah, how can we tell those who are still alive that we're enjoying all of this pleasure, we have all of this peace? Because they only remember what they saw, how tragic it was, but they can't see how happy and at peace we are. How can they know?" Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to them and says, I will inform them. This ayah was revealed. This ayah in Surah Ali Imran was revealed. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us, don't worry, they're okay. They're in a good place. May Allah Azza wa Jal reunite us with them in Jannah al-Firdaws al-A'la. فَرِحِينَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهِ. They're happy with what Allah gave them. They're so happy. فَرِحِينَ comes from the word فَرْح. فَرْح is when you're so happy you can't find the words to describe it. That's فَرْح. With what Allah has given them. وَيَسْتَبِشِرُونَ بِالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ. This is for all of us now. But also for the martyrs that are still being martyred every day. Those who have passed away, they are anxiously waiting for the other martyrs to come. That did not die the same moment and time they died, they're to come later. They are patiently yet anxiously awaiting their arrival. Do you notice something about these ayat? It's all about the Akhirah. Akhirah, Akhirah, Akhirah. You know what I learned from that? And I hope you do too. This world is exactly like the Prophet ﷺ described. الدُّنْيَا سِجْنُ الْمُؤْمِنِ وَجَنَّةُ الْكَافِرِ. This world is really like a prison for the believers. But it is the Jannah of the disbeliever. For whatever reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. This is not our time. Our time will come. But my reminder to me and you, and this is what I conclude with, is very simple. Brothers and sisters, hold on. Hold on to this faith. Every time you see those videos, say to Allah, Alhamdulillah, O Allah, I trust you. I trust everything that you allow, that you plan. There might be some wisdom here, but I can't see it. Because I'm a human being and I'm limited. O Allah, I trust you. You decide what is best. You do this, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Not only will our brothers and sisters have victory, so will we. We will find that victory here. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the strength, the health, the knowledge and wisdom. We see the beauty of our deen. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease the pain and suffering of our brothers and sisters, aynama kan, wherever they may be. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our du'as. May Allah azza wa jalla accept our efforts. Allahumma ameen. Aqulu ma اسمعون واستغفروا الله لي ولكم ورسائل المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. In conclusion, brothers and sisters, the ayah concludes, ألا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. This is for all of us. Don't be scared. Don't be sad. Hang in there. Musa alayhi salam had to go confront Fir'aun. Fir'aun has access to the entire world, all its power, wealth, and every resource at his disposal. What does Musa alayhi salam have? Nothing. And still, Allah gave Musa alayhi salam victory and caused Fir'aun not only to fail, but the story of Fir'aun preserved so that you and I can look back and say, inshallah, no matter what we have or don't have, we will be okay, inshallah. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve the message of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in our hearts and in our lives. This is the reminder that I leave you with, brothers and sisters. When you step back out there, walk out there with a proud identity, with certainty and yaqeen, that not only you are a Muslim, but you are a believer. And in the midst of all of this tragedy, your iman just went up and just got reinforced 10 times more. Your iman is stronger. Your Islam is more firm. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us strength. We send peace and blessings to our Rasul, salawatu Rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi kama amarana subhanahu wa ta'ala fi tanzili. Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusallun ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi وسلم تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم اغفر المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك قريب سميع مجيب الدعوات اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين اللهم إننا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم تقبل هذا الدعاء اللهم تقبل هذا الدعاء يا رب اللهم تقبل هذا الدعاء يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله